You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Daugherty.
And you're listening
to You've Got Issues. Hey, Aiden.
The microphone's loud today. How are you, Hannah?
I'm good. Happy Halloween.
Halloween, even though it's over.
It's over.
Look forward to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, Christmas time, here we come. How was your Halloween?
It was good. I had a fun time. It was a fun weekend.
Yeah, I agree. What were you?
What was I? Okay, I was the same thing as you. What days did we dress up? I forget.
Did we only dress up one night?
Friday was... Dalmatians.
One day I was a Minnie Mouse, and then another day we were Dalmatians. What were you the other night?
And I was the day of the... attempt at Day of the Dead.
It was a nice attempt. You looked cute.
Thanks. I tried my best. All right, so people, I'm already really, really tired this week, Hannah. How about you?
We need to energize here.
I know.
Yeah, this is a very busy week, and that's my issue. I hate being busy. It's like you get 2 weeks off, and then a week of just torture with so much to do, and right now I'm having trouble handling it. My grades are definitely not the same as they were last semester.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry. Not really, though. Like, I don't know. Having a good GPA, like, is important, but, like, you don't need to be crazy, you know?
For those of you that don't know, Hannah is very smart.
But, do you know what I mean? Like, that's, like, not what I'm gonna have. Well, okay, you know what? If I didn't take micro econ this semester, we would have been better
off.
Why'd
you take it?
I have to.
That's the problem with majoring in policy studies. You should have majored in FAMS.
And, like, I probably will get a B- in it, which means that it just drags my average GPA of this semester down so far, and it's so annoying. So...
You thought you were going to get, like, a B in psych, though, and then you ended up
I did not.
Oh, really?
No, I got... No.
When did
I think that?
Maybe it wasn't psych. Maybe it was another class, and you're like, oh... I'm definitely getting an
B
in it, and then you got an A in it. So maybe that'll happen again.
If I could get a B in micro, that would be ideal, but right now it's not looking like that's going to happen. Okay.
It's okay. Unlike Hannah, I don't really have 2 weeks off and then have a stressful week. Really, all my classes this semester are really time-consuming and not for it, but hopefully next semester will be better. Even though I'm taking 3 writing classes again next semester.
Yeah, all my classes are writing, except for micro.
What are you taking next year?
I have no idea.
Oh, I thought
probably
you just said...
Probably 2 FAMS class. No, this semester I have 3 writing classes. And then micro. Next semester, probably 2 film classes and a GM2. And maybe a language... I'm probably going to do something for policy studies.
Have you done your language requirement yet?
No.
Oh.
So we're going to figure that out. That might be a senior year, second semester.
Oh, God, Hannah.
Class taken.
I did the opposite. I got it over with. First semester I was here, I was like, all right, I'm doing Spanish, getting out of the way.
I know. Well, I plan on doing it when I'm abroad, but I don't know if it's going to work out.
You have to take... No, because if you want to study abroad where you want it, well, you have to take... You can't take just, like, a 101 class in accounting. If you want to take 101, you have to take 2 semesters of a language.
I know, so I would go up one level to the second level.
I know, but if you want to take Italian, you've never taken that before.
But what if they offer Spanish?
I don't think they're going to offer Spanish in Italy. Who does that?
We're going to figure it out.
You'll be fine. Okay. So Halloween was fun. That was one of my topics I had in my thing.
There were no clowns. Fun fact about Halloween this year.
True.
So,
oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So every year, Heidi Klum, the Victoria's Secret model, also known as the judge of Project Runway, she dresses up in these insane costumes. Have you ever seen them, Aiden?
No, I've never.
Oh my gosh, she'll do like an old lady and have all these prosthetics on her. Like different hair.
Oh, wow, it's so loud. Why is it so loud?
Phone call.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, this is Mr. Hoggins. I just wanted to congratulate the Darcy family on the new baby.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I just want to congratulate you on that.
How can you understand what he's saying?
Thank you. He's saying he's congratulating us on our new baby.
Oh, yeah.
That we don't have.
Okay.
And he hung up.
Wait, that was so cool. How did it make that sound so loud?
I don't know.
Huh.
And yeah, so every year she dresses up. She's done like this crazy cat. What other costumes have she done? Like the apple and the snake, and she goes all out. And this year she went as herself and had five other girls dress up to look exactly like her with like prosthetics, their hair done, same outfit.
Why?
I don't know. That was because every year her like Halloween costumes just have to be different and crazy. So this year she like,
so she cloned herself.
Yeah, it was a bunch of clones.
It's kind of weird. She's like,
it's fun.
That's something Hannah's gonna do when she's older. For sure.
Have five clones follow me around.
Oh god, Hannah. Okay, so a few like PSA kind of things. My mom sent me a link yesterday, and it's actually really sad. There's dogs in Bergen County who are being thrown out of their cars on the highway. And what's the people called?
Bergen County is in New Jersey.
Oh, sorry. A county in New Jersey is getting, like, dogs are being thrown from their cars. And what's the people called? Animal control is being called. And it's these very under... Hold on. Mrs., you've got issues.
What's your issue?
Hello, this is Ken Frankel. I just want to know who Little Pauly D is voting for in this upcoming week.
Who's Pauly D?
Little Pauly D?
Yes.
Come on,
Hannah. Come on.
It's my brother. Pauly D is actually too young to vote, so he's not voting for anyone. Okay.
Well, I love when people hang up.
I know.
It's great. Okay, so an animal control is finding them on, like, the sides of the street, you know, like, where the trees are, like, on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
And they're underweight, and they have, like, all these scars.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So they have to, like, start looking at all these security tapes. And one of them is a Shih Tzu, which is the dog that I have, my other breed. And my mom keeps sending me pictures of this dog named... oh, my gosh, I'm blanking on the name. But my mom wants to adopt this dog because it's at the Ramapo.
Oh my gosh.
Animal hospital right now.
How old? Is it a puppy?
No, it's not a puppy, but it's not like an old dog. It's just like a
Do you think
dog.
It's scarred from like,
oh no, for
past?
Sure. The article said that it's been abused for a long time. Like, you can see its
goodness.
Bones in the picture. It's really sad. So, PSA to Bergen County dog owners, be nice to your dog.
And don't be afraid to adopt.
Good one, Hannah. Okay. another PSA when I was on CNN this morning.
Wait, Aiden, you read the news?
No. So I was on CNN this morning and I was reading a article on North Korea and how their leader person kidnapped...
Their dictator?
Yeah. Kidnapped two citizens of South Korea. One was an actress and one was a filmmaker, and he's had them in North Korea for 8 years. And so since North Koreans they have like all these rules and stuff they have to abide by, he's been making these two people create films for North Koreans to watch so North Koreans don't have to do it. And that has made over 15 movies in 8 years.
Wow.
Just this one actress and this filmmaker. And then video of them was just leaked today. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully, A,
thought it was kind of crazy.
Saved, and B, that would be a cool thing to do a documentary on.
Agreed. Okay. So, also, Hannah and I have our crush party.
Ooh.
Is that next week?
Yeah,
it's
next
crazy.
Saturday.
I'm excited. Next week's crazy for me, too. But that'll be fun. Excited. It's at a place I've never been to before.
Yeah, same. And supposedly it's shutting down.
So. It is shutting down.
That's sad.
So this will be,
it's good thing we're getting
it in. I think the first and the last time we will be there.
And I think that will be okay, probably.
Yeah, honestly, whatever.
It's a location for us to dance at for our crush party.
For sure. So how it works, for people that don't know, you invite two dates anonymously, and they don't know who... They get an email and they don't know who invited them. So all sophomores, everyone on PC has to invite two guys. So yeah, it'll be fun, I think.
Talk about ratio. Guy to girl.
Yeah, but then seniors to rain girls.
I was thinking
what
when you're picking out your like the two dates. You know, obviously one of those dates is going to be, like, a number one. Like, one that you want to be with for the night. And the second one's like, yeah, I'll just tag you along. Like, it would stink to be that second guy.
Well, kind of. It depends. Like, not in my situation.
Like, if you're taking a friend, so there's no difference. But a lot of times, like, I feel like that's how it is.
Yeah. I get that. But, like, I don't know. I'm taking two friends. Other friends are taking two friends. I mean, it's also kind of, like, a thing that... Yeah, they're crushes, but the whole point is, like, for the guys to try to figure out, like, who invited them, kind of.
Yeah.
So the night is kind of spent like that. It's not necessarily, like...
Yeah, you definitely don't have to end up with who you invite, no. Because... Well, I mean, I feel like a lot of the people that, like... Are you not telling Mike and... Are you not telling...
It's okay, I already told both of them.
Yeah, a lot of times people tell.
Because they have asked... what do we wear? Like, and I'm, like, telling them all week. But yeah.
They're what excited. What do you wear to that? Is it cash?
No, it's khakis and a button-down. No jacket.
Okay. Good to know.
Just so you know. Guys, if you're invited, wear that.
Wear that.
Yeah. About crush. Hannah, do you have another topic you want to talk about? Don't know where the callers are today. Everyone is so busy this week.
I know.
It's crazy. Everyone, the library is packed.
Is it really?
Packed.
I was just in the film building, and I was the only one in the building, and
Wait, you stayed
pitch
down,
dark.
You know, if you go walk down the hallway, it's automatic lights, and they all come on.
I know, but it came on when I was in there for a little, and then it turned off, and then it just got really scary, and I really don't like being down there.
I'll go with you next time. I have to do mine, too.
They need to either make that part of campus feel more, like, inclusive to the top, because right now it just seems very, like, separated
for sure.
And lonely and scary at night.
Wait, Hannah, I don't know why you didn't do it on your laptop. If you want to use iMovie and the DVD drive, you
because
have a USB port.
Because they can't have... My computer doesn't have Handbrake to do it. Handbrake is a...
We have an anonymous caller.
Ooh.
Says you've got issues.
What's your issue?
Oh, this is Eugene Moran, the fourth.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going? I was just calling in and I'm wondering, what's your views on the election?
Actually, that was a topic that I was going to bring up.
Great question. Why don't we hear yours first?
My friend, Paulie D told me to vote for Trump, but that's about it.
Well, you know, I have changed my mind a few times during this election.
Have you voted? Did you do absentee ballot?
What?
How are you voting?
I thought I was going to vote in Pennsylvania, but something didn't go through. So now I think I'm just going to go home.
But, you're going to go home?
Yeah.
Literally home?
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm registered.
Oh, wow.
So, are you not registered?
No, because I'm doing the thing for PBS, so I did an absentee ballot. I already voted.
Oh, you did?
I did. I already voted. Whoever is calling.
Okay, well, anyways, so I was first pro-Trump, then pro-Hillary, and now I don't know where I am because of Hillary's new email scandals that are coming out. So, we will see.
They hung up.
Okay.
So we can talk about that for a second.
Okay.
I'm not going to disclaim who I voted for because I'm not getting... I'm very over this election like I've said before, I think that it's just crazy at this point. Oh my god. Okay. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Mr. Daddy Hunter for a Thanksgiving turkey.
Goodbye.
Okay, but it's just crazy to think that it's in a week from today. So a week from today, we're going to know who the next president is.
Yeah, wow.
And oh my God. That's crazy. Also, PSA, Lafayette students, I'm going to be in the bullpen for the PBS election broadcast. So watch the election through Lafayette and you'll hear my political views, because who doesn't want to hear my political views? I'm not a good
volunteer. With the PBS.
Yeah. I'm in the bullpen.
Yeah, so that's PBS 39, Lehigh Valley area. Tune in.
And if you're not, you can watch it online, too.
What time?
It starts at 9, I think I want to say.
I think so, too.
I think it's from, like, 9 to once the votes come in. So what? It's close to midnight. I'm pretty sure. Right, Hannah?
Wow.
So yeah, it's gonna be a while, but it's gonna be really fun. They're moving the entire PBS studio into our student center.
What?
Yeah, the entire thing is going to be from Farrenon.
Oh my goodness, that's so cool.
So we have a dress rehearsal on Sunday, and
are you nervous?
Yeah, I have to go in for one-on-one media training on Friday to know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
for an hour. And then Sunday is dress rehearsal, and then Tuesday we do it live. So that's going to be kind of creepy. I've never done something live like this before, but
live
this
is scary. Well, you did plays.
Yeah. No, I know, but it's a little different. There's millions of people that are going to be watching this, and it's a little different. But, it's exciting because this is what I want to do when I'm older. So good practice. Good practice.
Good to show jobs.
I can't believe you're going home to vote. I don't know why you wouldn't just do an absentee ballot.
Well, I guess I could. I didn't think of that.
Oh.
Yeah, so 15 more days, people. Get ready.
15?
Yeah, it's the 16th we're voting in. It's November 1st.
What?
15 more days until election.
Hannah.
Isn't the election on November 16th?
The election's on November 8th. That's why I just said there's 1 week.
What?
Did you not just hear everything I just said?
I did. Oh my goodness. I probably sound so dumb
right now. I literally just said 1 week until we find out who the next president is.
Something else must be on November 16th.
Okay. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Leonard Daugherty.
Who's this person?
I don't know. Actually, I do.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's... You're bad because the election is a week from today. So Hannah and I actually don't know if we're going to do our radio show next week because I will physically not be here.
So probably not,
but that's fine. Okay.
Do you know what we need?
What?
Guest speaker.
We can do one next time.
I'm so annoyed we didn't get one this week.
Why?
I just thought about this. Okay. That's annoying.
Why are you annoyed?
Because I wanted to get a Republican and a Democrat to come in and talk about their opinions.
Well, we can do that even after the election is good.
But
I don't know. I think this is crazy. I think my mom is, not to disclose who my mom is voting for, but I think she's literally voting for a third party candidate because she's just over both of them.
Really?
Yeah. I really just don't even... I do care, but...
I mean, listen, if enough people vote for a third-party candidate...
Okay, I don't know enough about Jill Stein, and this Gary guy has absolutely no idea what he's talking about. He couldn't name a world... Do you not know? No. Okay. So, educational lesson right now. There are two third-party candidates that are also running. One is called Jill Stein. I know nothing about her. I should probably know that. And this other guy named Gary Johnson, and he... was interviewed on television a few weeks ago and was asked by anchors who his favorite world party leader was, and he couldn't name one. Anyone in the world. Anyone. So, that person shouldn't be our president, in my opinion. But then again, I really don't like either of the nominees, but that's just my opinion. Moving on. final stretch of the presidential campaign. See, there we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another one. So our friend, our really good friend, just went through a breakup. So Hannah, I was just wondering what you've done in the past to handle breakups.
Hold on one second.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Wait, hold on. Sorry. Okay. Keep going, Hannah.
Okay, well, actually, I'm probably good for this topic because I've handled them terribly.
Okay.
So I can probably tell you what not to do. I mean, it's definitely dependent on the relationship that I was in and the point I was at and the way I was feeling, and those three combined can definitely do some crazy things.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Tucker Crazen.
Okay.
I'm just going to stop answering that person because I know their number now.
So what was I saying? How have I handled it? Usually, I do a mixture of just a full... It's usually a full-on cutoff.
A full-on cutoff?
Yeah, it's like, if I say we're breaking up, we are breaking up. We are not going to talk. I hope to not see you for a while. I'm probably going to block you on a lot of means. And... yeah. I think the best way to do a breakup is in person. Learn from that. Don't kiss another boy the day after you had just broke up.
Oh, God, Hannah.
Learn from that. If you end a relationship, don't continue it.
Okay, Hannah, I mean, like, how do you... This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hey, how's it going? This is Chris Nardone with Nardone Construction. You ordered 35 doors?
Yes, you ordered 35 doors.
Yeah, I needed them for my mansion.
Where are we going to deliver these doors?
Laguna Beach, California.
What's the address? I need the full address.
123
Southside Drive.
Laguna Beach, California.
All right, cool. Nardone Construction, be right on. Hold on, let me type up something. You said 123?
Yes.
123, and then you said West Side Ave?
South Side.
South Side Ave. Hold on.
And it was South Side Drive, not Ave.
Oh, hold on. Let me delete that. What's the zip code?
47218.
47218. All right. 35 doors. Why do you need them?
Now. We need them now.
They're ordered to Hannah Doherty. What do I do with these 35 doors?
Install them into my mansion.
This is Chris Nardone Construction. We need to deliver these doors.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay, so moving on.
Okay, so what did you want from me?
I'm saying, like, what...
How to handle a breakup.
No, it seems like you're the one that's just killed all these poor guys' hearts. I mean, if you're on the other side of
it.
This girl is coping with it, and you're like, oh, yeah, just, like, hang out and kiss other guys. That's not what I meant, but...
I'm heartless.
Yeah, you can do that, too.
I'm heartless.
Oh, God, Hannah.
Okay, well, if you're the one coping with it, I wouldn't, because I have been the other one, I know from that experience, although it could be different for a boy, that, during that time, you should not give in to the other, like, you shouldn't text them and be like, I miss you or anything, because if anything, I think that deters the other person away. Like, it's just like, give me some space, okay?
Sure.
So I would definitely keep the distance, and in a way that might be the thing that helps them come back. Like, sometimes they just need a little space, and then they realize my goodness, like, I miss you, and I can't just have her when I want to have her. Like, that is not okay. You need to make yourself wanted in a way. And then, you know, be on the hunt, okay? Tons of fish in the sea. So keep looking out. Don't be sitting around. Keep yourself busy. Do stuff. You know, when you first break up, it's not really the time to look at the memories and the good old days.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hey, how's it going? This is Don Giachi with Giachi Creamy Ice Cream, and I was wondering if you were interested in purchasing any of my delicious ice creams.
No, not today, thank you.
This is a radio show.
We're on a...
I was listed as a residential number. Don Giachi only calls a residential number.
No.
I'm telling you right now, this yummy, yummy ice cream.
Okay, what's the best flavor?
We got garbage. We got garbage.
Asphalt.
We got Jersey tap water.
Jersey tap
water. Hey, don't hate the tap water. I drink that stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink that stuff if I had to. All right.
But you're selling it.
Drink tap water.
You just said you're selling it.
I don't care what these people do.
Wow, okay. All right, you have the wrong number. I'm sorry.
All right, don't forget Giachi's ice cream. It's yummy.
Yeah,
food.
We know. All right.
He almost got free advertising with that.
Yeah, do you want some garbage-flavored ice cream, Hannah?
Noms. No. And another thing you can do if you are broken up with is make a list of all of the things you can now do without him and... all
you
of
have
the
a
things
really
that
weird
stink
way to,
about him.
You have a really weird way to cope, Hannah.
Well, yeah, I don't really emotionally cope with things. I just would rather ignore.
Wow, okay. So on the other hand, I haven't been in really either... I don't really know how to define it. I wasn't broken up with, and I didn't break up with someone. It was definitely, and people say, oh, there's no such thing as a mutual thing, but
I don't get that.
No, it was definitely a mutual thing. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hello, this is Brian Moran, entrepreneur, and I was wondering if you guys would like to buy shares of my stock.
No, we don't. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, I was calling because I'm a college student and I think I've herpes.
Oh,
okay.
You should definitely go to your health center. And
for sure. Please get tested.
Because you know what? Bodies are so crazy that you can think you have one thing and then it could be a totally different thing. So, you know, you can't be sure that you have herpes yet. Get that checked out. And get help.
Okay, yeah, it's awkward because my friend L Train gave it to me.
What?
My friend L Train gave it to me.
Your friend gave it to you?
Yeah.
Sorry, what was your friend's name?
L Train.
L Train?
Yes.
Okay.
Aiden, what's the problem?
Because L Trey is my brother's nickname at school. And I didn't know if he was that English? Oh my god. Oh my goodness. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hey, how's it going? This is Chris Messler, and I go to
Hey, Chris.
College.
Oh.
You go to college.
Same.
I go to your college, sweetie, all right?
Okay.
So I'm going around campus. I'm selling this stuff called Moose Blood.
Oh, my God.
It's a great energy drink.
Hey, listen, dude. What's your name?
Chris Messler.
Chris?
Chris Messler.
Okay, I just want to let you know,
you may be doing whatever you're doing right now, but you really should look into entrepreneurship. Like, I think you'd be great at it.
Salesperson.
You definitely would be great.
Yeah, Chris Mesla does great in everything he tries, all right? I was a soccer all-star. And yeah.
Okay, all right. Yep.
I've been around the block, sweetie, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God.
Okay, now I feel uncomfortable.
Attractive.
Yeah, so, well, I do have a problem, though, so don't hang up on me, please.
We may.
Okay.
No, please don't. So, I woke up the other night, and my roommate was spanking me.
Uh-huh.
So,
Wait,
this is You Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi. Yeah, I actually have a very personal issue. I'm a little embarrassed to say it, but last week I was having sex with this kid, but his dick wouldn't go in, and I don't know if there's something wrong with my vagina. What do you think I should do?
Is this your first time?
No, that's the weirdest part.
Aiden.
So isn't your first time, and what's the deal?
No, it's not her first
time. It's not her first time.
And that's why it's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you talked to your partner about this?
Okay.
I don't understand who this is. Sorry, what is there something we should know about this L train person? I feel like you're saying it as if we know who it is.
Oh no, I keep it complicated.
What?
He's very complicated. He stresses me out so much. I don't know.
Wait, so he stresses you out, but you're having...
Maybe that's why you're tight.
Oh my God, Anna.
But like, I...
Did you just say that, Hannah? You can't say that. Oh my God. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hey, how's it going? This is, Hannah's dad.
Hannah's Okay, we're gonna... Who is that girl?
My goodness. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry to that girl. If you're... I was just kidding.
That was so bitchy.
No, that's, like, real thing, though. Like, you're stressed about your partner. Like, it's harder to just, like,
I don't think that's true.
Definitely true. Yeah. Close up a little.
Maybe he has some problems.
No.
I'm just throwing it out there.
It could be, it's probably both of them.
Yeah, but she kept laughing as if we knew who this person was. Like, who is this person?
I definitely don't. That's not someone you know.
No, it's someone that I know, and I don't know. I swear, this is in there. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hey, how's it going? I don't know why you hung up on me. This is Jack Hartman. Why do you keep hung up on me?
Hi, Jack.
You're just selling your products when we just want to run our radio show.
I actually have a real concern, and you hung up on me.
Because that's, I don't think...
What's
okay.
your issue?
All right.
I told you guys before.
You woke up and your roommate was spanking you.
Oh, right. Okay.
Wait, your name was something different last call, but okay.
So...
I haven't called in once.
I mean, listen, if that's happening, you need to say something because that is illegal and inappropriate on all levels. If he doesn't respond to you saying something, go to an RA. Because again,
are you in? You're in college. Okay.
That is just uncomfortable, and
he was videotaping it too. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, then you should definitely just go to your RA and try to move out of there. He sounds creepy.
He put it on some website called Pornhub. I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
Yeah, but he put it on that website, and it's got about 1 million hits right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely illegal.
I can send you guys a link if you want.
What?
No, we're good. Link. No.
Don't.
We're fine. Do you have any other problems?
Issues? No, besides that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We hope that you
hold
have...
Hold on. We have someone else to talk to.
Oh.
Hey, how's it going, Hannah?
Hey.
Hey, it's Mr. Daugherty himself. How's it going? Just checking in, seeing how everything's doing.
Everything's great.
Are you sure you've been draining your credit card dry, sweetie?
How do you know?
Because I get the statement.
Sorry.
What have you been buying? What is this? Rubber a dial bow? What is that?
Please. Food.
It's a rubber dial bow? 14 inch? What is that? Can you explain to me what that is?
I don't know. I'm sorry. We have to go.
Okay.
Alright, so how would you handle being broken up with? I feel like you handle it with a lot of tears.
Wow, you know me so well.
And just cuddled up.
So when I...
And shaking and not talking.
Wow, you know me so well. So mine was definitely mutual. So basically what happened was... I was kind of like on my last... very, very, very last pinky was along the monkey bar, if you know what I mean. Like, I was literally just, like, waiting for it to
the last straw.
Yeah. No, but not even the last straw. It was literally just smaller than a straw. It was, like, a toothpick. Like,
okay.
Little energy just left to deal with everything. And then it was just, like, another situation happened that was, like, meant a lot to me. And I was just like, okay, I'm done.
Was it your birthday?
It was almost my birthday, actually.
You should have been there. Should have burst through the door with that baby, I'm right here.
Hannah,
smile.
Stop singing.
Taylor Swift, you should have been there. It's about her boyfriend not showing up on her birthday, and that's when she knew it was over.
No. Okay, so, no, my friends actually had all of their boyfriends down to beach, and the night before we were supposed to leave... told me he didn't want to come because he didn't want to.
Oh, that is a breakup.
So obviously I put on a smile while I was there, and I like eighth week, like I was by myself with all my friends, like with their boyfriends. So then when we got back, it was like, we need to talk. Like both of us were like, all right. And then we broke up, but it was still bad for me. Like, I didn't eat for a week. Like, I lost so much weight. It was really bad. And it got to the point where my mom's college friend came and gave me a milkshake, and she said when your mom went through breakups, this is the only thing she would eat. So then I had a milkshake, and I actually
like
ate
mother
it.
Like daughter, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
But yeah, I think that, like, you really, when things like that happen, I just, like, being by myself, I don't even look at my phone. I kind of just relax and sleep a lot. But I think that, honestly, if it wasn't meant to be, it's not. And everyone judges me for saying this, but everything does happen for a reason. And I cannot stress that enough.
Totally.
Like, it really does. And I was like, oh, really? So then why did I do bad on this? Why did this happen? But trust me, there's a reason why it happened in the end. Like, something will come good out of it. Like, I promise you. Like, I just trust me.
And now we're both in really happy relationships.
Yes.
So those breakups were worth it. Bye-bye, boys.
Sis, you've got issues.
What's your issue?
Yeah, how's it going, Tootsie Pop? This is Brian Moran again.
Which one are you? The
Brian
ice cream?
The ice cream guy. And no, we don't want any.
I'm the Twitter entrepreneur. I have over...
No.
I'm a Twitter.
But yeah, I think that... Oh my god, no, I'm just gonna... Okay, but, yeah, I definitely think that spending time for yourself and, like... Oh my gosh.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hey, listen up, Reese's Pieces. I don't enjoy being hung up on.
Reese's Pieces.
I got some. This kid, J.D. Mender, said he would pee on both of you for $6.
Hang up. Okay, what was I gonna say to you? Oh,
it is so hot in this basement.
Another thing, though, that I have learned from breakups is also to just get all of your emotion out when it does happen, because if not, that emotion just stays there for a lot longer.
I honestly don't think that blocking anybody does anything.
No, 100%.
Okay, well, for example...
blocking someone takes them off my feed, and then it's not reminded, and I get this, like, weird power from it. I have this, like, inner feeling. And, like, trust me, they will look into you, and they will realize they're blocked.
Wait, my mom just texted me and said, "You're off the air, you know that, right?"
Oh my goodness, did we just do this whole show not on the air?
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hello, this is J.D. Mender, and my friend just tried to talk to me.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
I hear you guys have been saying about relationships, and I'd like to chime in.
Okay. Oh, cool. What's up?
So, when my boyfriend broke up with me, his name was Justin Carter, and he was such a douchebag to me.
I'm sorry.
He broke up with me, and the only thing I could eat was Reese's Pieces, and sometimes to remind me of, you know, Justin, I'd put a few of them in my mouth, and then I'd shove them up my anus, thinking about Justin all the time.
I would stop doing that.
That's what I do. And yeah. It's fine, you know? You clear it out of your system, you're fine.
I guess so.
That is the only thing that got me through it. I recommend you try it. It does a lot for the system. Clears it out. It looked like a chocolate factory for the next, you know, week and a half, but it was so worth it. I was like Willy Wonka down there. You know,
okay, okay.
Well, thank you for giving our viewers advice. That is one piece of advice that I know I won't be listening to, but it's always nice to have input.
All right, Tootsie Roll, listen up. It works.
So, we actually have names, and we don't go by candy.
So,
I'm Aiden.
And I'm Hannah. And you're listening to...
You've Got Issues. Goodbye. Okay, so... Actually, the blocking thing, so I wasn't blocked by my ex-boyfriend until I got a new boyfriend, and then every single form of social media I was blocked on.
Now that's pathetic.
Yeah.
Because at this point, it's been over a year, and it should just be done with. That's when you're causing more drama than is necessary.
No, I agree. Okay. Oh my gosh. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue? Okay.
Yep. See you later. Okay. So, I think that we are going to end the show for tonight 15 minutes early, only because Hannah and I just want to talk about something real quick before the show is over. On Saturday morning, a student at Lafayette took his own life.
On the phone.
It's off. I don't know why it's going on. Took his own life, and we personally didn't know him, but he was part of the Greek Life community.
Which we are a part of.
Which we are a part of. So, we're just going to have a quick moment of silence for him for about 20 seconds. To remember his life, even though we didn't know him, our student body's really small, and it's really tragic what happened.
And our thoughts and prayers are with his friends and family.
All right, thank you. Okay, guys, so I think that's it for tonight. I don't know what the deal is with next week. I don't believe we're going to have a show, only because I will not be here, so Hannah could pull a
spring semester again and bring someone on in my place, but that's completely up to you. I think everybody's going to be watching the election anyway.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Keep you posted.
Thank you guys for listening. Thanks.
Follow us on Instagram at You've Got Issues for updates when our show is, pictures of Hannah and I, why not, and other information about what we're up to and the radio world. Right, Hannah?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Doherty.
And you just listened to You Got Issues. Night, everyone.
Night. Bye.
Again, my soul, we touched, we did, you know we did, no more teasing now. Dark star, I see you in the morning. Dark star, sleeping next to me. Dark star, let the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me.
a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space. In my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go.